With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Talks continue that could lead to an extended pause in Gaza.
Israeli media reports that there is progress on an agreement for a ceasefire lasting several weeks between Israel and Hamas. This includes the release of dozens of hostages held in Gaza, as well as Palestinians imprisoned by Israel. The Israeli chief of staff also spoke about the negotiations in a meeting with IDF commanders. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
In the meantime, another round of U.S. strikes against Houthi targets.
Military insiders say that targets like missiles, launchers, rockets, drones, and air defense systems were struck in several areas in Yemen. This is the fourth time the U.S. and British militaries have conducted a combined operation against the Houthis since last month in response to a surge in attacks by Iranian-backed rebels on shipping traffic in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden, including last week's missile strike that set a cargo ship on fire. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRN News, Tom, frozen moment in time.
A watch melted during the August 6, 1945 bombing of Hiroshima, Japan, sold at auction Thursday for more than $31,000. The watch is frozen in time at the moment of the detonation of the atomic bomb, 8:15 a.m. during the closing days of World War II. Boston-based RR Auction said the small brass tone watch was recovered from the ruins of the Japanese city and offers a glimpse into the immense destruction of the first atomic bomb detonated over a city. Keith Peters reporting.
Nikki Haley says it's not the end of her story, despite Donald Trump's primary victory in her home state of South Carolina. She has long suggested her home state would show her competitiveness with the former president. This is SRN News. Lawmakers in Illinois consider a wide-ranging transgender bill.
The measure would do two things. It would expand the definition of child abuse to include a parent's refusal to allow their child to have a sex change operation or an abortion. Secondly, the bill would remove all legal requirements that a doctor seek parental consent before performing an abortion or a sex change operation on a child under the age of 18. Any parent convicted under the proposed legislation could face up to 15 years behind bars. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Radical Hindus again persecuting Christians in India. Following a recent celebration of the opening of a new Hindu temple, local people climbed onto the roofs of several churches and planted Hindu flags with pagan deities. International Christian Concern reports the incident took place in the central Indian state of Madhya Pradesh. This is SRN News. Facing a serious housing shortage, lawmakers in Oregon considering a bill that would tweak the state's pioneering land use law.
The 1973 law placed growth boundaries on cities to prevent urban sprawl and preserve nature, but a lack of affordable housing and spiraling homelessness have prompted a reconsideration by Democrats, traditional supporters of the law. A bill introduced by Democrat Governor Tina Kotek would grant cities a one-time exemption to the rule to acquire new land for housing. It would require 30% of new units in the expansion areas to be affordable. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Took 8 years, but Jen Pawal has made the leap from the minors to a major league game spring training contest when she umpired the Grapefruit League opener between the Astros and the Nationals Saturday. Her spring training debut marked the first time since 2007 a woman had umpired a major league game. More details at srnnews.com.